Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Tovar moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is hit by the pitch. Allison moves to third. Carew moves to second. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Euler covering. It's a double play. Allison scores. Carew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Price and he is safe. Allison steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zimmerman strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Oiler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott strikes out. 1 out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 2 in the game. Vir Als strikes out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Trusiewski moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zimmerman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Olander reaches second base with a double. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott strikes out. 1 out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 3 in the game. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to third. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-2 in the game. Price hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Ray Euler. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Norm Cash pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Matthews now playing third base. Fred Lasher now pitching. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Kaline reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Al Worthington now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Jim Price. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is walked intentionally. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Dick Trusiewski. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Bill Freehan now catching. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Mickey Stanley now playing first base. Dick Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allison strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Izquierdo now catching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Izquierdo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.